Right? Where do I still try to gain my worth from my accomplishments instead of just accomplishing things because I have pleasure creating them?
Welcome to the Ecstatic Woman Podcast. Together, along with some amazing guests, we'll explore and tap into our inner wisdom and have meaningful conversations about developing our ability to self-discover, create, and be present in the world, while also uncovering new ways to think, feel, and cultivate our sense of empowerment so we can live our lives ecstatically. Now let's welcome our host, Alara Sage.
Hello, my loves, and welcome to another episode of the Ecstatic Woman Podcast, where we activate and inspire women in their power, in their authenticity, and in their bliss. I'm your host, Alara Sage. I am a spiritual teacher. I am a healer. And I'm an activator of Kundalini Shakti, which is our creative life force energy. It's also our energy of healing and of liberation. So I activate that in my clients and teach them how to move that energy through their bodies and through their being. I also sometimes often refer to myself as the Ecstatic Life Mentor, because I firmly believe, and it's one of the reasons I created this podcast, is that we are here to live ecstatically. Ecstatic self, your ecstatic self, is your sixth density consciousness, which is unity consciousness. And when we are unified with self, when we're unified with source, when we're unified with our divinity, we experience very high levels of ecstasy and bliss. Now, no way, shape, or form do my teachings bypass experiences of pain or trauma or shame, you know, depression, sadness, because I also believe that it is through those experiences and surrendering into them that we really enable our capacity for bliss and ecstasy. One of my teachings was from my higher self to me was that suffering is grace. And I believe that very deeply in my heart. So this is a solo episode where I get to just spend more time with you as my audience, which I adore. I'm so grateful that you guys are here. I'm so grateful that you exist. You know, you're the reason I created this podcast. So without you, there would be no purpose to the podcast. So thank you. Thank you for being here, and thank you for listening and spending time with me. Today, I wanted to talk about doing and our obsession with it, and really how the truth is that doing doesn't really bring us fulfillment. Our society for a long time has been in what I call performance mindset. And we're moving into what I call pleasure mindset. Now, let me help you to understand. When I first started using these terms, people would say to me, oh, but I like setting goals. I like accomplishing things. And I was like, yeah, that's not at all what I meant, right? Performance mindset is really the addiction to doing as a value, doing as worthiness, meaning that you do and perform in order to receive your value, in order to feel worthy. Okay? Pleasure mindset still means that you accomplish, still means that you do. Set goals, all of that. And actually, in full honesty, you do it in a much more clear, direct, and more profound manner. Because your value, your worth is not attached to action. Okay? So let's just breathe into the body right here. I just take a nice deep breath into the body. Because remember, always in my space, I want to teach you these concepts, and I like to take it very, very wide and high spiritual concepts and that you can bring into your body, all right? And then I'll give you practical tips which you can apply it to your human life, your everyday physical reality, okay? Right now, we're in the part of the episode where I bring in kind of the more obscure, larger teachings. So as I do this, I recommend you keep breathing into your body, and I'll remind you, so that you can give your body an opportunity to process the information, okay? Because it will when you do this. It's very profound. I was with a woman yesterday on a Zoom call. She wanted to connect with me, which I was happy to do. And before I tell you the story, I want to make it really clear. Nothing I'm saying is in any way, shape, or form a judgment on this woman. Okay? I do not judge people. And there's a difference between being able to see what is going on, and I see very complex structures in people's energy fields, in their mental bodies, in their emotional bodies. I see things in the quantum field. So I'm privy to a lot of information. That doesn't mean that I judge them on that. We all have our process. I mean, I'm very open and honest about my own arrogance and how I've had to learn to move through that, okay? So just from a state of, I'm just using the reflection, my experience with this woman, to bring you some insight, okay? So when I jumped on with this woman, the first thing she told me was that she had back-to-back calls. And the vibration that came through her voice when she said that to me was that she was supposed to say that. Like there was almost like there was supposed to be some level of pride along with that. But nowhere in her body did she actually feel that pride. She actually felt quite exhausted. And this is all just information. I'm not going into anybody's energy field. It's just what I can immediately feel with people. And we had a conversation, and she said throughout the conversation several times that she had back-to-back calls. But there was no joy in this woman's body. There was no joy in her face. There was really no joy in her expression. Her energy felt drained, exhausted, unfulfilled. And I have a cough right now, so my throat is getting a little funny. And as I said, she didn't actually feel pride for having these back-to-back calls. It felt very much to me that this was a belief that this is what she's supposed to do, right? For whatever reason, whatever that is. I don't know what that belief is about as far as, does it mean that's how you become successful as a business owner? Does it mean that that's, you know, how, whatever, you create six figures, right? That's a big thing in the online business industry right now. Is it how you, you know, I don't even know, right? I don't know. I don't know what the belief was about, but it really felt like she was carrying this burden of, I have to do this because this is, right? And I've connected to this energy in myself many years ago, and only because I was asked to connect to it many years ago, not because I'm better than her, right? Oh, I've already been there, done that. Not at all. Because we all go through things at different times of our journey. So I connected to it back in something like 2018, where my higher self came in and just started telling me to just stop and be. And I would spend hours in meditation. And it wasn't always easy. You know, I had all of these beliefs come in that said, What are you doing? You're worthless. You're so lazy. Aren't you going to do something? What are you doing? How do you expect anything to happen? Now, I am not saying that I recommend sitting hours in meditation every day. That's not what pleasure mindset is. Okay. That was simply what I was asked to do. And the reason I was asked to do it was because of those voices, right, that it triggered. And this subconscious belief that to be, and more importantly, like to be in a meditative state, which is so powerful, and it connects us into our subtle energy fields and really connects us into our truth and our divinity, that something like that, an exercise, a practice like that could be lazy, really showed me the belief structures around doing. And it wasn't easy for me to surrender into that space. I would be like, okay, I'm surrendering. And then I would just be like, are we done? Which isn't surrender. And, you know, after a period of time, my higher self released me from that. And what it really granted me was a deeper appreciation with presence, deeper appreciation to this present moment. But I still wasn't in pleasure mindset at that time at all. It took me still years of working through my own shame around pleasure to be able to step into pleasure mindset. So what is pleasure mindset, right? Pleasure mindset is the understanding that our lives can be pleasurable. We don't have to grind ourselves into the ground to create a superficial expression of our worthiness or our value. We can be high achieving if we want. Again, pleasure mindset isn't about not achieving or creating. It's about understanding that driving ourselves into the ground, back-to-back phone calls in a state of exhaustion and no joy is not pleasure. And pleasure creates prosperity, naturally. It's an understanding that we can create, we can be ambitious. We are so powerful. We're so powerful that in all honesty, this whole like doing thing is a little bit ridiculous. Because it's saying that you're really not all that powerful. I'm just going to say that. And that triggers you. I invite you to breathe into your body right now. Because if you believed that you were powerful, you wouldn't run yourself into the ground like that. You would learn how to align your power, your Shakti, your creative life force energy, potently and specifically. So I love to use the terminology spiritual kung fu. And this, my higher self brought to me, and I just really resonate with it. So if you think of a kung fu master, they're usually being shown as bald. So I guess I'm not the best kung fu master. Right? They're these bald men, right? Like, what about women with curly red hair? I get to be a kung fu master too. Okay. Think of the kung fu master, and particularly in the context of fighting, right? Because that's where we tend to think of them in battle. They are not jumping around. They are not, you know, their eyes are not wide. They're not in any state of tension. They're in deep relaxation, but they are highly engaged and deeply present, aka they're tuned in to everything, all of the information that exists in this moment. So remember when I was talking about how I can just feel energies, right? The more of presence you embody, there is, honestly, there is so much information in a given moment that you can't receive it all. And the more present you become, the larger your container becomes, the larger your bodies, your presence, your light body is. And so therefore, the more information you can actually receive. And there's so much information in a given moment. So the Kung Fu master, deeply present, relaxed, engaged, and attuned to all of these subtle energies. So while, you know, four or five fighters are jumping around them, exerting all of this energy, right? Exerting all of this energy to battle the Kung Fu master, the Kung Fu master only elicits very specific action. But that specific action is precise and it's profound and it's right on. So let's breathe into the body right here. Nice deep breath into the body. So not only when we move into pleasure mindset do we, one, experience our life pleasurably, like all of it. And that's really possible. And if you're nowhere near that, that's okay. I wasn't. I wasn't even in those moments of hours of meditation, okay? But we can also let go of having to do until we drive ourselves into the ground and instead become precise and powerful with our action, which grants us the capacity to maintain our energy levels. We're not grinding. The grind doesn't have to happen. You don't have to grind, my love. Again, you are so powerful. And lastly, when we're in this mindset of pleasure, what we're doing is what we're saying when you're choosing pleasure. And this has nothing to do with sexual pleasure. This is the pleasure of the moment. Like right now can feel really good. Right now can feel so delicious, right? Right now can just be like, oh, and it can feel good if you are going through challenges and all chaos is breaking out in your life. And it can feel good if you are in silence and out in nature with waterfalls and rays of light beaming down on you. It doesn't matter. You get to choose. You get to choose. But when we choose that, when we learn to choose to say yes to pleasure, then we're opening up our space by saying it matters. How we feel matters to us. That we know we will be supported and nourished, and therefore we get to choose pleasure. Because you know, if you are literally fighting for your life, if you are literally in a country that is starving, pleasure is the last thing on your mind because it's not a priority. It's not a priority. Survival is a priority. If you're not fighting for your physical safety, the roof over your head, and the food that goes in your mouth, then you have the opportunity to experience pleasure mindset because your basic survival needs are met. Okay? And we don't need to go into why some humans get that opportunity and some don't. Why there are people starving on this planet and there are people who are overly wealthy, etc. All you need to do is focus on where you are and absolutely help and assist and serve and love and give and all those things, right? But in this conversation, where are you? And how can you transform your reality into more pleasure? So when we say yes to that pleasure, we start to access the higher densities of ourself. because the lower densities are those survival, the lower bodies, the lower chakras are our survival. The higher densities, the higher chakras, the higher bodies are really about our divinity and the expression of that in learning what that really means. Okay, so let's take another nice deep breath into the body. I just want you to really acknowledge to yourself that you don't have to grind. Okay, just acknowledge that, number one. And perhaps acknowledge to yourself, because this is what I had to do, where do you place value and or worthiness in being busy? And it doesn't matter if the perception is that you're creating your own busyness, meaning you're creating your to-do list, or if seemingly, obviously heavy emphasis there, External circumstances create your busyness, okay? What I mean by that is fires that you have to put out, or things are always happening in your external reality that you have to deal with. So yeah, you would prefer not to be busy, but for some reason that never happens, okay? Really important to understand that, because my love, if that is your truth, the hard truth, the raw truth, the truth of love is that you are creating that unconsciously. Unconsciously. I'm not saying that's what you really want. I'm saying that you have belief structures in your subconscious mind that say that as long as you have fires to put out, you're valuable. You have worth. I saw this in my own father. He would create things to break so that he could fix them. Because as long as he felt like he was fixing things, he has value, he has worth, right? What happens if there's nothing to fix? What is his purpose? Yeah, take a nice deep breath there. Because it's not about your purpose needing to be to fix things. Your purpose is to create. To create your destiny with so much aliveness and pleasure and out of this world magic. You don't need to be playing this game of putting out fires to validate your worth. So if any of that resonates with you, just acknowledge that that is all performance mindset. Okay, based on, as long as I do these things, I'm valuable, I'm worthy. Whereas pleasure mindset is, I'm already worthy, I'm already valuable, regardless of what I do, even regardless of what I create. And therefore, I get to enjoy my life. I get to experience pleasure and fulfillment. Because it doesn't matter what the end result is. It doesn't matter how many ticks I accomplish in my boxes. It doesn't matter how many fires I put out. It doesn't matter the external success, quote unquote. It matters that I'm gifting myself the pleasure of life, the pleasure of creating, the pleasure of the journey, the pleasure of being human. Because we have so much pleasure available to us. It's one of the benefits of having a human, a physical body, is that we have senses. When you get up into the other upper densities, you experience a lot of love. So like sixth density, fifth density even, you experience pure love. But your ability to engage in the senses is not there if you don't have a physical body. It's very different. And your opportunity for spiritual growth and ascension is radically less because there's not as much polarity as we experience here in human form. There's a lot of polarity. And because of that polarity, friction is created. And friction creates expansion, movement. Okay. So as a human, we have all this capacity to taste, to smell, to feel, to hear, like to hear music, to hear the sounds of the birds, to hear silence, to hear the laughter of our children, to smell the roses, right? To smell the food in the oven, your favorite meal, right? To smell your partner, your beloved that has a specific smell to it, to have that smell when you come home. Have you ever done that where you go on a trip and you come home and it's like, ah, that's like us. Like it has a smell to you, you have a smell, right? You know, to feel, right? To feel our own bodies, to feel the bodies of people that we're intimate with, like to feel textures, right? To feel the ground, to feel our, like our dog's hair, right? To feel the energy, to feel the, like the face of our children. I just get this image of me putting my hands on both sides of my boys' face, right? To feel their hair, right? To feel with our hands. And then of course, feel like with our bodies, to feel the emotion, right? We have this beautiful capacity as humans to feel all the emotions. To taste, right? To taste all these different flavors, combination of flavors. The taste is so delicious, so delightful. All this capacity to experience pleasure, where a lot of times experiences, there's multiple senses going off at once, right? So I hope this has brought you some awareness between performance mindset and pleasure mindset. So how do you start to shift from performance to pleasure? First and foremost, it's always about awareness, right? Awareness and being really honest with yourself. Just remember that denial gets you nowhere. And I have a whole podcast episode on that. So I always invite myself, from a state of curiosity, I wonder where I still hold performance mindset. Where am I still giving value to doing? Right? Where do I still try to gain my worth from my accomplishments instead of just accomplishing things because I have pleasure creating them? Right? So be curious and invite yourself to see rather than just to shut it down and deny it, because that'll get you nowhere. You cannot see that which you deny. So it's really easy to deny things because you literally can't see them. So step one, awareness. Invite yourself, a state of curiosity. Step two, if you're aware of how you do this, it's about turning back on yourself and beginning this conversation of, I am worthy. I am valuable, regardless of what I do, regardless of what I create. You know, you can say that out loud, I am worthy, I am valuable, and notice what happens in your body. Do you feel triggered? Does it feel truthful? Does it feel like a hell yes when you say it? I am worthy. Yes, I am. Or is it kind of like, I am worthy. I don't know. Am I? I mean, I guess conceptually I understand that, but I don't feel it, right? That means you're blocking it. That means you actually feel unworthy and you're blocking the sensation of unworthiness. Our ability to block out pain is very powerful. Okay? So I am worthy. Being able to say that with so much truth, your heart is exploding and you just know it to be true. And if you're not there, wonderful. Who first told you? Where does that belief reside? Usually started with either a parent or some level of guardian, right? Who they just teach us. Like our parents didn't know, but they were teaching us that, hey, you got to do, hey, I'm so proud of your accomplishments. Hey, way to go with your accomplishments. Because you did this, you're rewarded with that, right? Because that's where your value is, right? So where did that first come from? and start to see those initial programs and start to see those patterns in your life. You don't have to make great action, you know, radical change. What you can do is during your day, one of the most profound action steps I can give you, because it's always about action, is to pause throughout your day. To pause, to stop, to breathe into your body, and just invite yourself to experience pleasure in that moment. And if you don't, it's okay. And if you do, wonderful. There's no difference, right? You're not better if you do and lesser if you don't. Do you see that? Right? But practice it. Practice it until it starts to happen more for you. Also, as you pause and you breathe, really connect to, is that next action step, is the next thing on my list that I'm ticking off bringing me pleasure, bringing me joy? Is it something that is really aligned for me? And you know what? Everything can bring pleasure and joy. I used to not think this. I didn't like running, even though I ran all the time. Didn't like doing my taxes, didn't like doing my accounting. And now I've learned to celebrate those times. I've learned to see the value in them so that when I get into it, I really get into it in a really juicy way. But I kind of geek out on it. It's a good way to put it. I geek out on it. Like, yeah, let's do this. This is so much fun to be in the numbers and be geeky about this. Yeah, this is my geeky self, right? Being pleasurable in my geeky self. Why not? So it took me time and time again of showing up in those spaces that I didn't want to do and inviting myself to become in a state of pleasure. And something you can do if you have to do something that you really, really don't like to do is do something that you do like to do right before it, something that lights you up. And then you come in and you're all jazzed into the space, and at least you start to bring that energy into the item that you don't want to experience. And sometimes it'll just die right off, but you started it in that energy. This is all a journey. This is all a practice. But pausing, breathing into your body connects you to your body. And your body is where you experience pleasure, not your mind. Even in the context of quote unquote geeking out, it's still your body that experiences the pleasure. Okay? So be in the body, breathe into your body, gift yourself that as many times as you can throughout the day. Just one breath, two breaths, three breaths max. Breathe into the body, be really present, and then carry forward. As you do this, you will start to be shown, oh, like my next task on my list really just isn't in alignment. It feels like it wants to be done maybe tomorrow. And this task, this item really feels available to me now. Because there are times that, you know, we can do certain things and that really feel good. They feel better, like cleaning the house, the laundry, the things that we just don't like to do. I don't like to clean my house. Some people do. I don't. So I always invite myself, okay, we're going to clean the house, Alara. We're going to clean the house. So, you know, call in the time that feels good to you. And it will show up. It's crazy. It's just crazy. It sounds so ludicrous, but it's crazy. I'll be like going through the next day or so, and it'll be like, oh, I feel ready. I feel ready. I really want to clean the house. That's going to feel so good right now. Okay. So the more you take those pauses throughout your day, breathe into your body and come into the state of embodiment, the more you're privy to this information of what action is going to feel really good right now. And therefore, you're going to be able to really be what? Potent and precise. And what action is going to literally drain your energy right now? Because that's also truth. Sometimes you can even just tweak the steps that you have to, the tasks that you have in one day. Just tweak which order you're putting them in. Okay. And if that's not a possibility for you, if you have to do things in a particular order because that's your career, that's your job, then it's about breathing into your body and really coming into each experience, each task with as much presence as you can and inviting, how is this pleasurable for me? What if this is for my pleasure? What if this is here to grant me joy? How can I experience that joy? This way of being, a performance mindset of grinding, of working until we're exhausted and then taking a little vacation, which it takes the majority of our vacation to relax. By the time we start to relax, we got to go back to the grind, the rat race. That old way of being is literally not in our consciousness anymore. It's still very much on our planet, right? Like, yes, very, very much a part of the human experience. But vibrationally, as far as the grid systems of consciousness that hold us, that are around Mother Gaia, it's not there anymore. So what do I mean by that? I mean that it's already here to experience pleasure mindset. And if you want to experience pleasure mindset, it's available to do that. And if you continue to insist on the performance mindset, it's going to start, I always say, hurting more. It's going to be starting to be more challenging. You're going to start to get more exhausted and drained even more. It's going to just start to feel really out of alignment, because it is. It's out of alignment. It's no longer part of who we are meant to be. We've already moved out of that paradigm. Okay. So while humanity is still carrying it forward, you have the choice. Do you want to keep aligning to an old paradigm that's actually dead vibrationally? Or do you want to align to a new paradigm that is ready and will carry you forward into the future and feel good and actually create a heck of a lot more ease and grace, power and potency, precision, perfection in its truest form? Okay, my loves, thank you so much for joining me. And, you know, if you're listening to this before February 22nd, I have the Higher Mind program coming. Are you signed up for that? No matter where you are on your spiritual journey, it is a profound program. It can help you if you're already connected to your higher self. And let me just say, higher self is different than intuition. Okay, you can be highly intuitive and still not be connected to your higher self. Pretty extraordinary. Plus, we're going to activate the Merkaba, your light body, which is going to carry you through these energies with so much more ease and really allow you to embody at least 5D consciousness, if not 60, okay? Higher consciousness through your light body with that Merkaba activated. It's going to be a very, very profound program. And if you sign up early, you have a potential of working with me on a one-on-one laser sessions that I'll be doing at the end of the live program sessions, okay? And if it's past the program that you're listening to this, past February 22nd, you might still be able to join. Or, of course, you can access the course recording as well, and I will be launching it live again. So consider reaching out, consider connecting to me and understanding how I can assist you right here, right now. I love you all so very much. Thank you for your time, for your attention, and for your presence. Until next time.
Thank you for being a part of the Ecstatic Woman podcast. As you experience each new day, we want you to feel that you are capable of tapping into your inner wisdom and living your life ecstatically. If you want to be invited back to the next episode, just subscribe to our podcast. And if you need more information in the meantime, go to alarasage.com.